Previously heard on Good Hope FM.
This song, I kind of feel like it's definitely for now, Destiny's Child with Bootylicious, because everybody's celebrating the curve right now.
Yes.
And I thank you, Kardashians. I thank you, Beyonce, too, for that. But we are all celebrating the woman's curve now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this song is just so appropriate for now. Okay. So listen, talking about the curve, the woman's body, and how we were having a good time back in the way days, we've got some gorgeous ladies with us in a studio who, yes, girl, celebrate your curves. Very, very nice. But listen, so you ladies are absolutely phenomenal in your own right. So we've got you in studio for a bit of our ladies' night studio chat. And that is because you are taking on an industry which, you know, for years now, lots of women are getting in there. Yes, we can definitely recognize that we are seeing more female DJs in the scene. But it probably is still a little bit tricky with you two ladies still jumping in there and then still having to prove that you've got what it takes. You know, the other day somebody was asking, I think actually it could have been my husband. He's like, so if you were to play a set, can you play like an hour? Would you be able to?
Does your female parts allow you like, a full hour?
Like, can you play an hour? No, I can't, because, you know, I don't know how to find music and I don't know how, you know, there's this thing of, you know, we need help kind of thing,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right, ladies, so we're chatting to you right now for tonight. Please do us the favor, introduce yourselves. Do you have DJ names or, you know, what is the name that your mama calls you so she knows you are?
Yeah, and your birth certificate.
Exactly, so we know who we're talking to. You can start off.
I'm Tanya de Gouveia and I'm known as Tiny T.
Tiny T. Tiny T, no stranger, by the way, to Good Hope FM. And so you were saying it's been a minute, but girl, we're going to have you back, right?
Damn straight.
Damn straight. All right. And who else is our diva next to Tiny T?
My name is Angela Vikel. I DJ as Ange.
As Ange. All right. Okay, Angela, well, I'm glad you gave your full name so the mummy knows. You know, she's proud. She's on the radio. So, ladies, okay. So how long, Angela, we'll start with you. How long have you been in the DJ space?
I've actually been doing this for a really long time, but, you know, we'll get there in terms of as being a woman DJ, your recognition takes a while. So professionally, it's been just over 10 years.
Sure. Stop it. Yeah, oh my goodness. And what kind of goodies are you gooding about?
When I started, it was, I just played whatever I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Genres didn't matter. You couldn't tell me I couldn't play these two songs together. If this is how what was in my brain, this was going to go down.
That's you it. Know?
And yeah, over the years, it's refined itself. And I now call the style of what I play booty bass.
Ooh, you need to extrapolate. What does that mean?
So booty bass is hip-hop and R&B influenced bass music. So danceable, bass heavy, but with lots of sampling and like bootlegs and that kind of stuff.
You need to stop a girl.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds so
perfect.
Oh my.
Because you have that like sexiness and then you also have that bass coming through.
Yeah. So whether it's deep house or, you know, any sort of 4/4 or a little bit of like any kind of bass music, doesn't matter what the BPM is, you find a way to put it together. The common thread is that makes your booty pop.
Makes your booty pop. Okay. Yes. We're going to get some more from our DJs tonight. We'll get into some more nitty gritties as to why they're sitting alongside us this evening. We love them to bits. They're divas. You know, Thursdays are usually kind of like where we shine a spotlight on amazing women who are doing great things around you and I. And maybe names that you may not have heard of either in a while or at all. Now you get to follow them and find out what they're getting up to. More from the two divas when we come back. So we've got a couple of DJs in studio. You know, and I say DJs, but out of interest, I'd love to know, because, you know, Thursday is a bit of a ladies' night. Do you guys want to be called, like, femcees or, well, that's more for, like, Wiki Wiki Wawa, those kind of, you know, MCs. But is it, like, important that somebody says female DJ or, you know, we'll kick it off with you, Tiny T?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Just call me a DJ.
Yeah.
Or a music player. I play music. And then you dance. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And I happen to be brilliant at it.
Yes, exactly. Also, I happen to be hot and sexy and fine. So, you know, that's always a bonus. Tiny T, I'm going to kick it off with you here. You know, before we went into the break, we spoke about, Ange was actually speaking about, you know, she at one point you're playing all sorts of things and then you kind of got into your groove of, you know, who you want to be as a DJ. We got that booty pop situation going on. And so did you have to go through such a journey as well as you were starting off the DJing scene?
When I started off, I started off about 6 years ago. I was playing in pubs and bars. So I started playing like dance music and the commercial stuff. And then like a year or two after that, I started playing hip hop because I wanted to know how to mix hip hop.
Yeah.
But I've always loved hip hop and Well, if I like it, I play it. Mm. You know? So, then I started playing on radio, and then I started playing like the deep house, the R&B, the hip hop. And I sometimes do get booked to play the EDM stuff, heavier stuff. But what I play is basically, I've got like this saying called, I play them things to make your things move.
Yes.
I like it and you like it, I'm going to play it.
Mm. Of course.
And you're going to move your things.
I love that. You're going to move your things. And that's what the ladies make sure that they get up to. And that's what they do. So we got you in studio tonight because you guys are hanging out with like rah-rah people. So I'm not going to keep you for any longer because in fact, y'all are looking gorgeous in your black and your gold. Gorgeousness, because you know you're ready to hang out with some internationals. My goodness, so tell us a bit about that. Woo! Very excited for you for this weekend.
Yeah, so we've been working with Standard Bank, and we are playing at Ultra tomorrow.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, I've never even been to Ultra, so.
You know, that is so bomb.
You know, that's pretty cool. Like, it's one of those, all over the world.
It's pretty cool when it's a nice summer day, you know, and you happen to have an ice cream on the beach. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Ultra is a massive achievement in a DJ's career.
Yes, it's great. And we get to play together, which is cool.
Awesome.
And we both were called and we were like, told it was the other one. And we were like, yes.
Yes, I like her. I can work with her.
We can do this.
Yeah.
Which is
ladies.
Great. And we get to play at Ultra tomorrow and we get to be part of this great experience where just get included with everything.
Yes.
And we're going to like a bougie little fundraiser dinner after this.
Chilling there and fresh and euphonic. And who else is there? What are the international big acts?
Dubfire
and some of the
just casual.
You know,
just casual.
We gotta keep
but
it
you
cool.
Deserve
I think I'm downplaying it so I can downplay it later.
Mm. Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
Just like,
exactly.
Just another day in your life.
Some snacks is it.
But listen, girls, you've got to realize that you are where you are because of what you've put in.
Yes.
Okay, so we're teasing you about downplaying it, but sounds, okay? You step into that bougie patsy tonight, like on some, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Own it.
Own it. Totally own it. And well done for getting as far as what you are right now. And I mean, not many people can say, you know, they're going to be playing on the stages that you will be playing on, you know, and being able to meet and network with the types of people that you're going to be networking with, which is absolutely amazing. So, own it.
Thank you.
So, with that said, because it's the two of you playing, so we'll be then, because I'm there tomorrow.
Can I just side note this, okay? Aya is very selective about the parties that she goes to. Yeah. So, this is a big one. I mean, you won't believe it, but she's a mama. Okay, look at that. Look how tight that is.
Yes.
And so tomorrow is going to be like, it's like a New Year's. You know what I'm saying? It's like a New Year's.
It is New Year's. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to what I was actually going to get to is what can we expect then for tomorrow when you guys are playing together? Because I know you love mixing it up, but together, what can we expect?
We've decided to just keep it sexy.
Ooh, yes, girl.
And I think
Viva to you, man.
You know, and
yes.
That's our brief to each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me take it from there.
Good for you guys.
We've played enough together to know each other's styles.
You know what? That is, you know what's so amazing about that? You're unapologetic about your identity.
Yeah.
And that's obviously going to come through in your music. And that's fantastic.
So we're just going to go out and have some fun. You know, so it really is for us probably up until this point like a once in a lifetime opportunity to get put on the stage and go and do the thing. So we're just going to keep it sexy and kick things off the right way tomorrow so everyone can have a good time.
I look forward to it, ladies. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Listen, just quickly, honor the socials. Folks want to follow because there'll probably be pictures and all sorts of things y'all going to be posting for those who's going to have a bit of FOMO. And that's okay. So on the socials, Ange, Tiny T, Ange, where can we catch you on the socials?
My Instagram and my Twitter are both Cult of Ange, so CULTOFANG.
All right.
And I'm super active on both of those.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah. Tiny T, we'll be catching you.
My Twitter handle is @DJTinyT _SA, and then Instagram, it's Tania_De and then _Gouveia. So TANIA _DE _GOUVEIA.
I'm sure they'll find you.
Maybe
I'm gonna change it.
Maybe just tweet your Instagram
handle. Yeah.
I think you might have to do that. Just tweet your Instagram handles. Listen, ladies, once more, congratulations. I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing. And you're doing it for the sisters, which is absolutely amazing because there's lots more in the Mother City coming up. TK just taking on a young diva, Portia, who's like heating things up in the Mother City as well. And, you know, off air, we'd kind of spoken about a party that you two had done together. Let's hopefully see more of that happening in the future, where we get even some more other female DJs coming up on the scene, you know, come party with you guys, and let's really sort of build this in the Mother City as well. Yeah. It was lovely. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, check it out.
Good Hope FM.
Goodhopefm.co.za now.